Big crush on Amanda Peet over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll watch anything she's in.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
She's not naked in this movie.
No.
So. I'm sorry, Chad.
Yeah, that's all right.
But she is in Whole 9 Yards. Whole 10 Yards?
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Whole 9 Yards, right. Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
I guess I haven't
movie.
Seen it. Yeah, I guess
very
I good.
It's very funny. Matthew Perry will make you laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. But. Jay's was a member of Mr. Skin's website for years.
He knows was?
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. Welcome to A Cast with No Name. We are your hosts. I'm Jay.
I'm Matt.
I'm Chad.
And this is episode 96. And this episode, we are talking about our top five favorite twists of all time.
Yes, we are.
But first, you can find us on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. And if you like the show, please leave us a like, and thank you for listening.
So did you guys watch any of these movies?
Absolutely.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, for preparation?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
All from memory.
I went back and rewatched most of them, except for maybe one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm fresh.
So did you rank yours?
No.
Mine's kind of a loose listing.
Jake
but
gets out of
the post-it. I wrote these last week. And,
he's like driving down the road, writing them down.
There it is.
There it is. It's gold.
I have a, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be all right.
All right.
It'll be
I'll
fine.
Be all right, cool. Pretty good. What was your criteria, Coop?
Surprise factor.
All right.
Yeah. Like when I saw the twist, how hard did my jaw hit the ground?
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. What about That's you? Good.
Yeah.
I tried to leave out movies where you knew a twist was coming.
Yeah.
Or it was like a mystery movie that you knew, okay, they're going for a twist here.
Yeah.
Like Scream or Kiss the Girls,
right,
or Knives Out, or, you know, things like mm-hmm. that. But then, yeah, to your point, the movies that were left that didn't meet that criteria, yeah, there had to be like a, or my jaw hit the floor, or I wasn't even expecting it, and I would have to want to rewatch it again, like, yeah, where the twist doesn't spoil the
right,
movie,
yeah,
because
right,
the movie is so well made that mm-hmm. I just enjoy the movie overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were some movies on here that if I, none that made my list, but if there were movies that I predicted the twist.
You didn't put it on there?
Yeah, I didn't put it on there.
No, yeah, that's not a twist.
Yeah, it's not a twist to me, I guess. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
So, for me, it was mainly, is like top of mind. Did it stick with me?
Okay.
So, that was because there's some on my list, there's some that have major twists, and then there's others that are just like
subtle.
Yeah. And it just, but stuck with me for some reason or another. So,
okay.
But that was pretty much it. It wasn't, and I didn't include anything that, like Empire Strikes Back, I didn't include, because when I first watched it, I think I had already known that Vader was Luke's father. So, like,
yeah,
stuff like that, or if something that I knew prior or anything that I knew was coming,
yeah,
then I didn't include, because if I could foresee it happening, then it's not a very good twist.
Yeah, totally agree. I thought of Empire, but I was like, that's,
yeah, kind of,
everyone knows.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew that, like you said, I knew he was Luke's father before I watched the movie, because I heard it through the grapevine. So, uh-huh. But one of the movies I have on here, I did predict the twist, but I don't even consider that the twist.
Okay.
And I'll explain that when we get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Should we start now?
Who wants to go first? Who wants to twist open
break
their
the ice?
Cherry?
I'll go first.
Yeah, because this is a pretty obscure movie, actually. Matt, you talked about it on a previous
episode. You put this on your list?
Absolutely. Because I did not see it coming.
You didn't?
So the movie, my number five is Sleepaway Camp.
Oh boy. You ever seen that?
Jay, have you seen it? Oh my gosh.
Give a summary of what it is.
Oh, okay. So
I can't believe you watched it.
So these kids get sent to summer camp. A girl and her cousin, the girl ends up getting picked on, and people get murdered throughout the, the summer. And they're trying to, they kind of point fingers. You did it. You did it. You did it. Ultimately, I kind of guessed who it was. Like, I had an idea.
Yeah.
That it was the girl.
Oh, spoilers.
Spoiler. Yeah. By big time spoilers.
Yeah.
There's a scene in it, though, where a girl is showering. No nudity, so don't get too excited.
Oh,
but yeah. So, yeah. Well, I was as disappointed as you are. But you see a girl's, a young girl. She's probably 15. A hand stabbing the person. So I'm like, oh, it's definitely the girl. It cuts to a hand washing the knife off in the shower, and it is very clearly a grown man's hand.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, okay, I don't know who did this now. They've thrown me off. Well,
yep.
The twist is that the girl is actually a man. That's the twist. The best part is the final scene of the movie, though, is this girl who's been, I mean, she's 5'1", 100 pounds soaking wet, this little girl. Well, when they reveal that she's a man, it's probably a 40-year-old man's body standing there butt naked with this girl's face superimposed on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, has some maniacal look on her face. But yeah. I mean, it's just, it's a still shot too. So it's not like there's any kind of CGI or anything that to help it along. It's like somebody cut a photograph of this poor girl's face and just pasted it onto this man's body, naked man's body.
Yeah.
And that's the twist. It's just that she's a man. There's no real reason why.
Did other
she's
people
gone.
See him as a little girl, or did he just envision himself?
No,
as...
No. It's not like a psychological. It's not even that deep. Like a psychological thing where he thinks he's a girl, but it's a man. It's a girl who throughout the movie until the very last 30 seconds where they reveal that it's actually is a man. Apparently her own cousin who went to camp with her wasn't privy to this information. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It,
not at all. But shocking to say the least.
That last image was seared into my brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
After watching them. Like,
I can see it right now clear.
Exactly.
Head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your jaw drops.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no doubt.
No
I'm so
explanation.
Happy you watched
No
it.
Explanation why this...
there doesn't
he,
need to be.
Why this he-she went on a murderous rampage. That's the explanation. They were like, she's a man. And that was and that's it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You never heard of it?
Sleepaway Camp.
I've heard of the movie, but yeah. I never watched it.
Well, it was what, 19...
Like 83.
So it was after Friday the 13th and during that whole 80s slasher craze?
83, yeah.
So they were trying to like separate themselves.
Yeah, this
Halloween,
isn't just your
Friday
average psycho.
They're like, yeah, we got to ramp this up.
Absolutely. And they did one hell of a
camp.
Job.
Or is it?
Or is it? Yeah.
But yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. Is it scary at all? Or like the kills?
Honestly, it's no, tense? Not at all. And there's, yeah. I'm watching it and then like somebody will get killed. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that there's a murderer loose in this camp. Like the story deviates from the murderous plot line so far. It's like, you just think it's a bunch of kids being mean to somebody. And then you're like, oh shit. Oh yeah. Somebody's dead now.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Just remember the ending.
Yeah. Rewatch it for sure.
Is it on Tubi? Yeah. Is that where you watched it? Yeah. Of course it is.
I think so. Yeah.
No one's going to pay to watch
it.
That's a good
not
pick.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go next.
You go next.
It's a boring pick.
That's fine.
That's right.
Number 5.
Yep.
Sixth Sense.
Oh.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. That was on my list too.
Yeah.
So
is it the only Shyamalan movie you like? You enjoy?
No. Oh, no. No. Signs is my favorite movie that he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
But by the time Signs came out, everyone was expecting a twist.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think Signs is probably his best. I mean, I think Sixth Sense is pretty good. I was fortunate enough to watch it without the twist ruining. I think most people our age saw it without the ending being ruined.
Yeah.
But I rewatched it several times after that to see how well he hid that and to see if there was anything that contradicted that twist. And other than his shadow showing up when he's walking in daylight or whatever, there wasn't anything. So, I mean, it was interesting for me at the time. I mean, obviously now it's a cliche as far as when people think twist endings, they think of that movie, but still solid movie.
Well, there's a reason why it's
a
good
yeah,
twist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gotta set the bar somewhere.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And pretty much that twist kickstarted his career and sadly probably hindered his career just because people were expecting it from him.
Yeah.
They wanted that same kind of magic or whatever.
Yeah. So.
That was kind of almost like a double twist, right? Because he's a child psychologist, and then we find out that, okay, this kid isn't crazy. He's not just seeing he actually does see dead people. So it's like, holy shit. Like, mm-hmm. you didn't really expect that. But then at the end, you find out Bruce Willis is the ghost that is a ghost that he's seeing. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah. And just that scene of when he's, I don't know if he was in a hospital or he's just laying in bed. He's like, I see dead people. And he's like, half the time they don't even know they're dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God.
And that's when everything starts
chills
clicking.
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
And,
did you, ever hear that or see the interview of M. Night Shyamalan talking about that scene you're talking about?
No.
He said he got into a knockout, drag down fight with the producers of that movie. I think it was Frank Marshall and Kathleen Kennedy or whoever produced it. They thought that he was panning and focusing on Bruce Willis for too long. And like, you're going to give it away. The audience is going to know. Mm-hmm. You're being too like, hey, by the way.
Right.
Like, he's narrating what ghosts perceive reality as, you're just staying on Bruce Willis and closing in. Like, you're telling the audience, that he's talking about you.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, they're not going to.
I didn't make the connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, it's for dramatic effect. That's what they're going to be thinking. They're not going to be thinking. Yeah. It's like the only reason you're thinking that is because you know the end.
You already know the end. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And apparently, all the way to the end, he was fighting to leave that in. And
I think it's good because I think a lot of that movie, with shots like that, it feels like a normal thriller. And he kind of tells you several times that he's dead and you don't notice it till the rewatch. And why I think is this kind of works on a rewatch level is because, and you can, I mean, that prolonged shot, it has now two different meanings.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of movies with dramatic twists like that, you watch it once and you're like, oh, well, and there's no point watching it again.
They did a nice montage there too of like him sitting down at the table and he reaches for the check and his wife pulls it away and she says happy anniversary and gets up and kind of runs through all those clips where it's like, oh shit. Yeah. Now all this stuff makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's a well-made movie too.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
for sure.
You can rewatch it. And the, watching it a second time, you realize it's not really that scary. Not really. There's a couple like scenes that are scary moments, like the tent scene and like suspense scene. Nothing that like, there's no jump scares really in the entire movie. It's more, it plays more like a drama, like a family drama.
Yeah. That and atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
of course the atmosphere. Yeah. You're right.
But that's my number five. Yeah.
Great pick. My number five, this is really hard. Is Primal Fear. You guys ever seen that?
Yep.
Richard Gere, Edward Norton.
Yep.
Coop, have you seen it?
I don't know.
that's pretty much Edward Norton's like first major.
Yeah, nominated.
Oh,
for,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nominated for an Oscar.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
that's
Catherine Keener's in it.
And at the end, he.
Yeah, that's what sticks with you. It's, and the whole movie is really good, and just the acting and the performance, it's awesome. It plays like a court drama. I love court dramas if it's really well done.
And, yeah.
I just wasn't expecting it. I thought that, because the whole movie is set up to where you feel so sorry for this kid, and
he's just downtrodden. The system has been against him the whole time. Yeah.
So I thought
we're
rooting
for him.
I thought it was a character study on like schizophrenia or multiple personality disorder, and that's what the movie was about.
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, this rare thing.
Right.
Let's just put that as a plot device into this courtroom drama because it's interesting. I was not expecting it to be like, oh, yeah, I was acting the whole time.
Faking.
I was faking it because I hate this. He molested me or whatever, and I just wanted him to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wild. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that was a good twist.
Yeah. Rewatchable.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, for sure.
When's the last time you've seen it?
It's probably been about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, too, where you can rewatch and you're like,
you forget some things of it.
Yeah.
You forget.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wait, no. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell.
Yeah.
He's definitely playing it up a little bit.
Nice pick.
Yeah.
Coop, number four.
Alrighty, my number four was Unbreakable.
Ooh.
Another M. Night.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good film. the twist where it turns out that he is actually, like, the whole time the kid's like, no, you've got superpowers. And his dad's like, no, I don't. And then there's kind of little breadcrumbs through it where, you know, his car wreck sidelined his professional football career, his collegiate football career, where he could have gone pro. And then you kind of see the flashback to that night. And Bruce Willis realizes, like, well, I'd rather, instead of going pro and doing all this traveling and all this bullshit, I'd rather just be with my wife or mm-hmm. be with this girl and start a family with her. And then he does. And then even though they live kind of a, just kind of a normal mm-hmm. menial life, you know, pedestrian life. He, when push comes to shove, he's able to kind of stand out, and he exercises his ability by touching people and seeing, you know, yeah. can see the evil deeds mm-hmm. that they do. And then he's able to intervene there at the end and save that family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the end where Glass?
I was going to say, like, what you're describing isn't even really the twist.
Yeah. Glass was the one who set up all these tragedies.
Oh,
so he could find
yeah.
He's the super villain.
Arch nemesis.
He was the bad guy. Yeah. I guess that's it. For me, the superhuman ability was more of a twist than
him actually having those abilities.
Right.
And
then some psycho
doing
bad shit.
Again, it's like two twists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He likes making movies about broken, like, families and mm-hmm. marriages and stuff. Yeah. It's like the linchpin of all of his plot lines.
It's like Spielberg with single moms.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a thing. He's got a type.
It's true. Did you see Split? And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the sequels.
And you did?
Yeah. They were fine.
I did not see them. Were they good?
Split was good.
Yeah, they were okay. Split was good. McAvoy.
Yeah.
Did awesome with all of his, if you don't know, is all the split. He had several split personalities. But yeah, he did really well with acting and going back and forth between the different characters and stuff. And then Glass was fine. That was more of the, I didn't really like the ending of
I didn't
that.
Either.
That there's,
I saw it one time and I'm like, that was all right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since.
There's like a secret society of people who know that there are people with superhuman abilities and they kill the superhumans because it's not fair to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Did that have Sarah Pauly in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Not a fan.
Of Sarah Pauly?
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's probably because she's in all of Ryan Murphy's stuff.
Yeah. I didn't mind her in Deadwood, but she kind of played a bitch in Deadwood, so maybe that's why I don't like that. That was like the first time I noticed her, and then...
She was in this series called Ratchet.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I think I watched 2 episodes of that.
Yeah. Didn't like it. Didn't hook you in.
I just don't... Because Ryan Murphy did that too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Murphy is
he's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So disappointed with that Hollywood thing that he did.
Oh yeah, yeah. God. We've talked about that.
Did we talk about
that? We have.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
Fucking movies cures everything.
Yeah. So that's my
number 4.
Oh, Unbreakable. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. All right. My number 4, I would say, is, if you can't tell, I'm making it up as I go. Shutter Island.
Nice.
And because I remember going into thinking it like, oh, it'll be nice to see a Scorsese thriller, horror film.
Yeah.
And my first watch, I noticed there was inconsistencies in the editing and continuity. And they're just like weird shit. Like they're asking this lady questions and she like asks for a glass of water, brings up the glass of water to her lips to take a drink. And one shot, she's taking a drink. But when she sets it down or she picks it up and there's nothing in her hands and she's taking a drink and sets it. And I'm like, what the? She didn't have a. That's weird. And apparently there's a bunch of that stuff throughout the movie just to kind of make the audience feel like, okay, there's something not quite right here or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed the mystery, like the whole story and the way it was done had rewatchability for me because I mean, you could just go back and say, oh, what all things did they do or
yeah.
whatever. But it gives you a different point of view as far as how people are treating him, the why they're looking at him the way they're looking right. at him. To where in the initial watch, it's like, oh, they're looking at him like, oh, he's investigating us and blah, blah, blah. And then the second time they're looking at him like, oh, my God, he's a fucking psycho. And
yeah.
I just don't want him to snap and hurt somebody.
Yep.
But thought. Good story, good acting from everybody involved. I think at the end, when they kind of are expelling everything and explaining everything, I feel like that was a little clunky. Mm. But overall, I thought good, enjoyable. It's probably yeah. as far as what Scorsese's done in the past 20 years, definitely I think it's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or The Departed. I mean, Aviator was... Yeah. Aviator's good. Really good. I take it back. Number two, Aviator, then Shutter Island, then Departed, then
yeah.
everything else is
yeah.
But
that's my number four, Shutter Island.
Is it real?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that.
That was the movie where I guessed the twist.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I didn't make my list. Because I
knew like
I guessed
20
it.
Minutes
yeah.
in, I'm like, I think Leonardo is
yeah is the crazy
is
one.
The crazy one, yeah. and they're doing some sort of experiment or whatever. But I think
it's a pretty good guess if you pick that up on first watching.
Yeah, yeah. But it didn't ruin it for me because I thought the real twist and what makes this movie so good is yeah the build up and then just the movie making in general is great.
Mm-hmm.
The performances are great. The scene where they flash back to where he finds his kids drowned and his wife basically turns into like a psych that's sticks with you, especially after the kids. Yeah. It does. It's
yep.
It's so well done. But the real twist is the final line in the movie where they're trying to figure out if he's cured or not. And he lights a cigarette with Mark Ruffalo and he's like, we'll get him. Like we're going to figure out who did this or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he gives Ben Kingsley the nod, like it didn't work. So then they come to lobotomize him. And then he leans over to Mark Ruffalo and asks him, what do you think is worse to live as a monster or to die as a good man? And he looks down and this is sort of like, acknowledgement look
right like I know
this is all fake and I just want to die
awesome
it's fucking awesome
mm-hmm.
anyway
great, I mean it's
great.
It leaves you like it just it's that extra nugget that you get left with before you walk out of the theater.
It's awesome. Great. Anyway, that's my number four.
It's a good number four.
It's
a strong number four.
Let's
Coop,
see.
Number three.
So am I on my number three here?
Yeah.
For me, it was Book of Eli.
It's a great movie. It's underrated, I think.
This one had I thought it had two twists too. Now I've talked to other people about it. They didn't think so much, but for me, it was you didn't know the guy was blind.
Nope.
Right until the end, but then that he actually was like following the word of God.
Yeah,
and he kind of puts like breadcrumbs. In it, like, you know, I was told that, like, I'm walking west, I'm going west. Like, a voice told me to go west. It's kind of like, well, whatever. But then when you find out he's blind, it's like, oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
It's like God is guiding your hand in all of these efforts that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the post-apocalyptic scenario. I liked seeing kind of how humanity put itself together, more like almost like tribes or like, the town set up like an old west, you know, like a western almost with the guy that'll fix your stuff, and then there's a saloon across the street and the hotel down the way or whatever. I don't know, I just liked all of it.
Gary Oldman's great in it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he plays a good bad guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does a good job at like because he's aware of the Bible and the power of mm-hmm. stories and stuff like that, and that's kind of what would happen in an apocalypse. That's why you have like small towns like that, when you have the mm-hmm. one guy who
can control everybody.
Control everything and quote unquote, you know, keep you safe or whatever. His action scenes are great.
Oh, excellent.
They're awesome. Yeah.
Everyone is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the Hughes brothers directed that, which it just came out of left field because all I did was like Menace to Society and then that stupid Johnny Depp, Heather Graham, Jack the Ripper movie. From Hell.
Oh, From Hell.
Oh, yeah, From Hell.
And they come out with this. This is weird. No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah. Go watch it.
I know.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
You'd
really?
Like it.
I feel like I would.
You would.
I feel like it came out.
It's like a Western, dude.
And I'm sorry if I just spoiled that for you, by the way.
Yeah. No, I already knew he was blind. I already knew that his book was like the Bible or something.
Yeah, sure.
But I think I just heard just things about it within the year after it came out and passing to where I felt like, probably don't need to watch it kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Because what everyone was talking about was the same thing, like, oh, he's blind
it knowing that information doesn't ruin anything on the
but it's more like a Western.
He's like the Ronin. He's traveling the land trying to make it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'll check it out. My number three is The Mist. So probably don't sound like a twist.
No, it does.
That's one of Matt's favorite movies.
It's my number one. It sure is. Number one, The Mist.
Yeah. Damn it.
It kills you.
It does, dude. And devastating.
I hated the end of that
movie. No, yeah, you're not supposed to like it.
I know.
Like, God, it just rips your heart out.
Yeah.
And it's such a good movie.
Up until that point.
And even...
Even after it.
And
man,
I will watch that movie until they get into the car. And then
really?
I'm like, all right, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. In my mind, they keep going. It's keep chugging. Yeah.
It's so good. Not the ending, but I mean, the ending's great, but it kills you.
It does.
It kills you so much. And I remember the first, I don't know where. I think first time I saw it, I didn't even know anything. Like, no one really, I think, told me to watch it. I think it just happened to be like on Stars or something. Mm-hmm. And watched it and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. I was like, I hate that church lady from Donnie Darko. God,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
a bitch.
Yeah.
And so good. And then, it gets to the ending and it's just like, oh.
I remember watching that at Purdue. I think you were there with David.
Probably.
And all,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All,
sitting, yeah. In the
and
living
all
room
of our
there,
friends,
yeah.
was like nine of
yeah.
us. And when they all, when the dad offs everybody.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, no. They're all like, I remember all the girls like crying, like, that's so
the
sad.
Military roles in, yeah. I just felt like it was so inconsistent with the whole movie. You're trying to survive, like you've overcome all of these obstacles, not just the monsters or the fog, but even like the people that you've been trapped with, like when the lady goes nuts and then like, okay, the car runs out of gas and you're just like, well, fuck it,
yeah,
time to punch out.
I know. I don't know what kind of messages that they were trying to send.
Yeah,
it's like It's maybe it's a noble thing to do because you don't want your
sure.
loved ones to experience pain and suffering as they die. But at the same time, it's like, well, you can't just give up because
I mean, that's what
and
I
that's
give
the
up.
Because like the first, obviously the first time I saw it was before I had kids. It's,
yeah.
It would have to be really fucking dire.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, I get it. Yeah. Once you're out into the mist, you don't last that long. I don't know. I'd
probably wait until I saw the actual creature.
Like maybe like it's
like,
on top of
they,
you.
They
yeah.
broke the windshield
right.
and they're about ready, but okay, then
yeah.
now
yeah.
now you can do it. But I don't know,
but then again, what if takes the gun
who knows,
from you?
Yeah, who knows?
Snatches you up.
Nope.
See? That's what makes it so good. This is
these
actual quandaries were like, what if I was in a situation with monsters attacking?
Didn't Stephen King say that, because that wasn't the original ending of the story that Stephen King wrote, and I think Stephen King actually said that he prefers this ending in the movie than what he wrote. And I think that he said, I think that's the only story he said that about, to where he's like, yeah, the movie's better than the...
Huh. Well, we all know how good Stephen King is with endings, right?
A lot of cocaine.
Yeah. Man. Well, that was my number one. So where are
check
we at? Number three?
Maybe three I can knock out the rest of your
yeah,
list.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
All right, I just got two more movies left. All right, my number three is Identity.
Oh, yeah.
That the John Cusack?
John Cusack.
Yeah.
They're all in the hotel room with Amanda Peet. Jake Busey's in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Alfred Molina's in it. Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah. Ray Liotta is in it.
There's just a lot of really good.
Yeah.
Rebecca De Mornay's in it. I don't know. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You have? Okay.
I have not. Mm-hmm.
And the guy who directed it was James... Shit.
Franco.
No, no, no. The guy who just directed the new Indiana Jones movie and Walk the Line.
Oh, Mangold?
Yeah, James Mangold. Yeah.
Yeah. Big crush on Amanda Peet over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll watch anything she's in.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
She's not naked in this movie.
No.
So. I'm sorry, Chad.
Yeah, that's all right.
But she is in Whole 9 Yards. Whole 10 Yards?
Yeah.
Oh, is she? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whole 9 Yards, right. Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
I guess I haven't
movie.
Seen it. Yeah, I guess
very
I
good. It's very funny. Matthew Perry will make you laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. But. Jay's was a member of Mr. Skin's website for years.
He knows was.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Minute 34.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't see it coming at all. That's number one. And number two, it is just a well-made thriller. I'd never seen anything like it where...
You could talk freely. Doesn't somebody have like schizophrenia or something like that?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. So the whole movie's set up to where there's a car wreck and somebody gets injured and they drive to this motel.
Mm-hmm.
And the motel is populated by all these people, varying personalities. There's an ex-con with a parole officer who's transporting the guy. There's a husband and wife with a kid, and then there's Amanda Peet, who's like a struggling actress, and then John Cusack, who's I think like just a nice typical dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of the other characters. It doesn't matter. Anyway, they're all in the motel, and each one of them start dying off one by one. So it sets the movie up to like, okay, one of these people that are in the motel together are like one of them is a killer. And then I think it leaves like a number on each person. So it's like one, two, three.
They kind of start putting things together, like figure out that everybody has the same birthday.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of I forget exactly, but there's a couple of other things in there too that they all have in common, like real weird stuff.
Yeah. They're all connected to one another. Yeah. Like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever, like that kind of thing. But again, it gives you subtle hints throughout the movie that you don't realize when you're watching the first time, like they can't, like communicate to the outside world. There's like a power line down, or the road's flooded for no reason because they're in the middle of the desert. It doesn't make any sense. And then it kind of just snaps to Alfred Molina, who's talking to the guy, and then you realize, oh my god, it's all in this guy's head. So the whole thing is the motel's not real. These are all this guy's personalities that are in this guy's head, and they're dying because the psychiatrist is trying to recenter this guy by saying, you know, this is all in your head. Get to the good personality, because I think he's going to get executed like the next day. So the psychiatrist is trying to like prove to the state that, listen, I can cure this guy by recentering him, I guess, to the personality that's lovable. Yeah. Please don't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends with, like everybody died, and the only personality that's left is like Amanda Peet, I think. That's his true self, like caring and blah blah blah. And then it turns out that not everyone died. The true psychopath was the little kid. The kid in his head was the actual, like, they make you think that it's Jake Busey, his murderous side, but it's not. It was
because he's like big hulking.
Yeah. But it was actually the little kid.
Huge teeth.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good, like...
His hand is mangled, too. Like, he's just, like, not a very likable character. Sorry,
not at all.
If anybody listens that has a mangled
hand.
Take my strong.
Just
a lot of
hand.
Things that, like, you wouldn't, like, do a double take to this guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Just rewatchable. It's good.
I might go watch that tonight. Yeah.
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 All right.
Well, so...
I think you're on two, Coop.
Yeah.
I was on two, but Jay took one of mine. It was The Sixth Sense.
Oh, really?
So I'm down to number one. What do you guys? You guys want me to run it, or do you guys want to go do yours?
Yeah, just do number one.
Okay. So my number one, this is just pure nostalgia. As a kid, I was like obsessed with this movie. But it was the '68 Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
And at the end, where he's walking down the beach with Nova, and he sees the Statue of Liberty sinking in the ground. You bastard, yeah. You finally did it. Yeah, so good. Yeah, yeah. You don't see it coming.
No, you don't. You don't. I haven't seen that in a while.
He's a total dick too. Like it's been forever since I've seen it. Right? He's a complete dick the whole time. The other astronauts. Yeah, yeah. I'm just kind of like, well, like he's the one that made it. Okay.
I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go back and watch it. It still is a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Burton's version?
Not so much. No.
Yeah.
Have you seen all
makeup
the original?
Is excellent. You brought that up earlier. The makeup in that movie is phenomenal. The little twist ending was not
pretty
as
dumb.
Yeah.
Pretty I still
dumb.
Don't get it.
Yeah. No. I don't think it's ever explained. I think it's one of those things where like Tim Burton's like, I'm not going to explain. I'm going to leave it to the audience to figure. Right. It's like, yeah, because you don't fucking know. You just thought it would be cool to put. You just thought it would be all. Oh shit! I can't believe that happened.
And, yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably why. What's her name divorced him? I would have.
Helena.
Yeah.
Bonham.
Carter.
Yep.
Do you see all the other original Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, but yep. I didn't go back and rewatch all of those, but at some point, yes, I've seen all five original. Yeah, yeah. A lot of acid back in those days, I think, with the Beneath the Planet of the Apes and the people with no skin on their on their faces. Yeah,
I heard the quality of those movies got worse and worse.
Oh, absolutely. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But some of that set design, that retro future.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
So cool. Yeah. Ooh,
6 to midnight.
Calm down.
It's like
the giant gold rockets behind them that they all worship and
it's
stuff.
It's like Epcot, but everywhere.
But everywhere.
Yeah.
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 I might have to watch that again. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
I watched all the newer ones with my kids. They love the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to go see the new one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I heard the new one's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not terrible.
I'm sure it's on par with the other guys.
Adult cartoons. That's what I love. I can't remember. I think Chris Gore said that. Like, these are just adult cartoons anymore with the CGI and everything.
Yeah, which is amazing that the CGI is so good, but they have half the budget of other Hollywood blockbusters, but they look so much better. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're also not paying Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans.
Sure. $50 million each.
Million each and...
Yeah,
or percentage of the gross, or something.
Yeah.
Something else ridiculous. Nope. Yeah.
Yep.
So, my number two is The Others.
Hmm.
Is that your number two?
No.
Oh.
It's not.
No hat trick.
You guys seen it?
I have.
Have
one
you seen it?
Time.
I don't think so.
It's been Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I see. I've got it pulled up here on my phone, but no, I've never.
It's got that scene where it's like,
okay, well,
where's my daughter?
We got to skip this because I haven't seen it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, next.
But yeah, good, nice little thriller. Good twist at the end, and this is my number two because this is just like a pleasant surprise. I'm not into horror or movies like that. I wouldn't call it horror, but it's just one of those ghost stories or whatever. And, but it was just had a nice little unique twist.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it, but I've only seen it once but it stuck with me the whole time. And when you brought up, oh, let's talk about the twist. This was probably the first movie that came to my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's good. It was on my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never seen it, Coop?
No.
I don't want to spoil a twist for you.
No, do it. I don't care. I'll still watch it.
No.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I appreciate it.
Just watch that tonight.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. You'll thank us.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, now I feel bad that I ruined Sleepaway Camp for Jay.
No, it's all right. I probably won't watch it.
No, he won't. Not at all. Yeah. All right. Well,
you're number two?
Oh, yeah. Old Boy.
Okay. I never saw it, but I'm aware of everything that goes on.
I mean the Korean one.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Not the
Josh Brolin
not
and
the Spike Lee joint.
Not the Thanos and no. Scarlet Witch one.
Yeah. No, the original one.
The 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when
it's the same guy who did Oh wait, no, that's wrong. Sorry, I was gonna say Parasite, but it's not him. It's somebody different.
They all don't look alike.
But their names are similar.
Yeah, yeah. Chan-wook Pan. I don't know.
Yeah,
I should probably figure it out.
I remember when this came out. I was in college, and everyone, all the film majors were just stroking to this movie.
Really?
They were just going at it feverishly, and so I heard about it relentlessly.
Yeah,
never watched it just because.
Because of that?
Well, no, just because I know majority of what happens. And
okay.
Know the story, and I was like, oh, all right. And it felt like the twist of that was kind of like an integral part of experiencing the movie.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's a fine movie on its own, but I feel like with that, a little me not being able to experience that twist.
Gotcha. Have you seen it?
No.
All right, I don't want to spoil a twist for you then.
No, do it. I don't care. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, to me, it's a great movie. The twist doesn't ruin it for you. It has one of the best fight scenes I've ever seen. It's like one long shot.
Like in a hallway or something?
Awesome.
The hammer?
That's the shit, yeah. It's awesome. I mean, in a nutshell, essentially, it's about this guy. I can't remember his character. It's like Dae Soo. I think that's his name. He gets drunk one night. And one of his friends takes him to, I think, a taxi or whatever, puts him in the taxi. He passes out. When he wakes up in a room. And it's designed like a hotel room. So he thinks he's just, my friend bought me a hotel room and here I'm waking up. He's trapped in the hotel. He can't get out.
Okay.
And then he gets passed food through this like doggy door like once a day.
Okay.
And the only way he can communicate is via like a television set. So it takes him a while to understand, I'm captive, I'm trapped. So anyway, the whole movie, he's trapped in this room for 15 years.
Holy shit.
And gets fed once a day.
Okay.
And what they show him on the TV is like, so he's married with a wife and kid.
Okay.
So they show his wife getting killed, and then his daughter, like, apparently his daughter dies too.
Okay.
So he basically watches his family get murdered.
Okay.
So he has to live with that.
Wow.
And he's just, again, isolated. He goes crazy throughout there's a montage of him going crazy. He starts like fighting the wall, shadow boxing for years and there's like a monologue where he's like, if I ever get out of here, I'm going to find out who did this to me. And I'm going to that's going to be my mission in life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that sets up the movie. And then suddenly out of nowhere, he just gets released.
Like so he just opens the doorknob and walks out.
He just walks out.
The whole time it was unlocked. That's the twist.
Oh my gosh.
He's the dumbest moron.
He was turning right and the knob turned left. Yeah. It happens to me all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he gets out. His whole goal, he's thinking, I got to find out who held me captive and I'm going to exact my revenge for him murdering my family, blah, blah, blah. Meets a girl along the way. It's like a love interest. He eventually finds out who it was. So he's planning to get back at him, and that's where the fight scene happens. Cause he's trying to, it's a very wealthy businessman who is the one who did it.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff happens in between there. So fast forward to the ending where he finally gets to him. And the guy's like, you don't remember me? He's like, my name's blah, 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 blah. I went to like school with you. And then he starts to realize like, yeah, I remember you. And it's like, yeah, you were talking. They do a flashback of Dae Soo running into that guy and his sister, and they were like romantically involved in high school.
Okay.
And Dae Soo told everybody about it, and it like ruined this guy's reputation. And it eventually ruined it so much so that the sister couldn't live, and she ended up offing herself, killed her. So he held a grudge against this guy for basically gossiping about, even though it was true, you gossiped about it, and led my sister to kill herself. So I wanted exact revenge on you. That's why I kidnapped you.
Huh.
Anyway, that's not the twist.
Okay.
The twist is basically he gives him a book.
Okay.
With like photos.
Uh-huh.
So he's like going through the photos. Yeah. Dae Soo is.
Yeah.
And it's like his daughter. It starts with his daughter. Uh-huh. And then the daughter gets older and older and older and older. And he starts to realize, wait, she's still alive?
Yeah.
And then he turns the page more and more, and he realizes it's the girl that he's been, like, having sex with.
Is his daughter?
Is his daughter.
Oh, my God. Maybe I won't watch this.
It's his daughter. So
the daughter doesn't know either? Like, no. The daughter doesn't recognize him?
No, she thinks that her dad, like, left him.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is the daughter when he...
She's, like, 19, 20.
Like when he left.
How like, old? Four.
Okay.
Three
yeah,
or four.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
15 years, yeah.
Yeah. No, so,
man. Moral of the story... If you catch somebody banging their sister, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But like...
What is with the insight? This guy just is like...
It just keeps...
Rider.
But it keeps... Right. Yeah. But it keeps escalating to where he's like... Now he doesn't want to kill him because the guy says, listen, you basically you have to make a sacrifice for me or else I'm going to tell her that you're...
Her dad.
Her dad.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, don't tell her. Don't like... She's going to kill herself.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Sit, like, please don't do that. And so he starts begging him, and he ends up, like, cutting his tongue off as, like, penance.
Oh, my God.
Like, please do not tell her.
Like, the fact that he was incarcerated for 15 years
wasn't enough. No.
Wow.
Nope. So after he does that, he's like, okay, I won't tell.
Jesus.
Not, but it's in a more cinematic way.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course.
Than what I just told you.
Wow. That is a twist.
The way it ends is kind of like, but it sticks with you. He doesn't tell her.
Yeah, I bet.
But
I bet
still,
you have nightmares about
right,
it. Yeah.
But he's still in love with her.
Uh-huh.
And it ends with like, they're like laying in the snow or whatever. And she's like, I love you. And then he's like,
I love you too.
Yeah. And he's like looking at the sky and it pans in on him or he's smiling. And then like, it turns into this like I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
And then it cuts to black. I'm like, whoa.
Oh my God.
It is a wild, wild ending. But like you said, it's like, what is the filmmaker trying to say?
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I think he was just trying to make like a wild movie.
Yeah.
But like, mission you listen to reviews, Roger Ebert was like, oh, it's like, it shows the compassion of love and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, this is about incest.
Yeah, he totally beat off to this.
Like, dude, this is like creepy shit.
Those cousins. So it's like, if you're saying the rest of the development.
No. Oh, yeah. Michael Cera. Yeah.
And maybe, yeah.
But, dude, it's a really good movie.
Okay, I'll watch it. Yeah,
it's a good movie.
Yeah. And that was your number one?
Two.
Okay.
Number one was The Mist.
Okay, oh, yeah.
My number one, it's not a huge twist. It's Moon.
Oh yeah.
So
I like that. Yeah, that was a good movie.
But the twist I'm talking about isn't. Oh, he's a clone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that I kind of saw coming.
Okay.
The twist for me, and I don't know why it's my number one. I like it because it made me feel good when I first saw it.
Yeah.
Was. What made me feel good, ironically, was Kevin Spacey. He voiced the robot, and that is on the little moon mining facility.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, watching it, I was expecting that robot to do some dark shit. Or
something like Hal.
Something like Hal.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of like... It leads you to that. I mean, it kind of like, robot in a sci-fi movie, watch out.
Yeah.
And... But I still remember Sam Rockwell's character asking him, he's like, thank you for helping me. Why are you helping me? He's like, because I'm supposed to. And like, oh, yeah, it's a robot. That's what he's programmed to do.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed first time seeing that. I don't know why I liked it so much, but I was like, oh, that's cute. But.
Does he end up being... He's a clone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he... Yeah, it's a moon base, and it's a clone that lives for 3 years, and then they wake up the next clone.
Right. I haven't seen it in a long time.
And the real person that it is based off of is living on Earth with his family.
Ah.
So the clone, while he's on the moon base... is getting correspondence and stuff like that. It's already pre-recorded messages and
right.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But so towards the end of his contract, he was wanting to go home. He survives a wreck and, and he's like falling apart and shit. And then another clone, like he wakes up another clone.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like talking back and forth. And then eventually one of the clones is like, okay, go down to Earth and expose all
what's going
stuff,
on right now,
what's going on and all that or whatever. But throughout the whole movie, like the robot's like always there. It's like, can I help you with that? And yeah. you always like, you just kind of half expect the robot to dick him over in some way, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's a, I mean, it's a dog shit number one, but
no, that's a good, yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah.
But it always stuck with me. And, yeah.
And it was a twist that that was your number one too. Cause yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Look at that.
Yeah, good choice.
No, look at that. Look at that.
On both levels.
Both levels. Really rounded
boy.
It out.
Really rounded it out. I think the moral of the story is Sleepaway Camp is what we should all watch.
Is that just like a bad movie?
It's like a B
yeah.
movie.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, for
it's
sure.
For sure
yeah.
a B movie. It's just the ending jays.
Just you you don't see it coming. I promise you that much.
It is wild.
Do you guys have any good honorable mentions?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I could not think of what David Fincher movie I wanted to put in there, so I just left him off. I was like, Seven, Fight Club, Memento.
Yeah. yeah. All good.
Or, sorry, good. That's Christopher Nolan, my bad. Gone Girl, that's what I was thinking of. But, yeah, I mean, Memento.
Yeah.
I love Memento. It's not a... Have you guys ever seen that?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost made the list. I probably should have put it on there. But mm-hmm. I never seen anything like that.
You should watch Irreversible.
Right, right. That's the French movie where...
Mm-hmm. That'll make you feel good.
Oh, I've seen that scene that everyone's talks about.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
What,
no,
what is it?
There's a Irreversible. It's a French film starring Monica Bellucci.
Okay.
There's like a 10-minute rape scene.
Oh, God.
In a bridge, like uncut.
Yeah.
Like the camera, like slow, like whoever's holding the camera got tired and just set the camera down on the ground.
Dude, it's brutal. Just, I don't like watching it. Yeah. It's crazy.
But it's played in reverse.
Okay.
So similar to Memento.
Okay.
And except this came out, I think it came out before Memento. But as you watch,
no.
Oh, it came out after.
Came out after.
Wow.
2002.
Damn. But. As you watch it, you learn more and more about the characters, obviously, and it makes what happens later worse. So it's not a feel good movie.
Gotcha. Yeah. Doesn't sound like
it's not. I can only watch it.
Memento is definitely a lot easier to swallow. No pun intended.
I had They Cloned Tyrone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On there. Fight Club. Parasite.
I haven't seen Parasite.
Oh, man, yet. Parasite. Go watch it. I won't ruin it.
Yeah.
You saw it, Matt?
Parasite? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
You would like
it's,
it.
It's this family of swindlers, basically.
Yeah.
Like one person, I forget if like maybe the wife gets a job as a maid.
Yeah.
And then she convinces them to like hire this guy. He works at the other place that she works at and he does good with their yard work. Well, it's really her husband. So then he comes and works in the yard. And then I think they hire the daughter and the son for different things around the house. And that's where, anyways, they basically embed themselves in these people's, this wealthy people's lives. But that's where I'll leave it for you. But
yeah.
it's a good watch. Yeah,
it is. I have The Usual Suspects.
Mm-hmm.
I almost had Saw on there just because it just stands out.
Yeah,
like at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
that movie came out during our formidable years. I think we were like juniors or sophomores in high school, something like that.
No. Freshman in, I saw it my freshman year in college.
Oh, okay.
With
maybe that's when it came out. Then.
Yeah.
We were like 18, 19.
2004, yeah.
Which one?
Saw. The
oh,
first one.
Yeah,
And then I had Chinatown on there. I didn't see that one coming. That's just a good movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really watch it for
Mr.
the twist.
Gittes.
What's that?
Mr. Gittes?
Yeah. You ever seen Chinatown?
That's pretty good. Nicole didn't like it.
It's one of my favorite noir movies. It's awesome. It's just very well done. You don't really watch it for the twist, though. You watch it just for the just the mystery part of it.
Yeah.
The noir.
So.
Yeah.
Well.
1974?
It's old.
Okay.
It's got Nicholson in it.
Okay.
It has a sequel.
Does it really?
Yeah, Two Jakes.
Two Jakes. Don't watch it.
Okay. I saw it once and forgot about it.
Yeah. It's usually brought up as an example of a horrible sequel.
A really good
gotcha
thing, but kind of like last
like I don't want to see it to see how bad it is, like when you told me to watch Sleepaway Camp.
I didn't tell you to watch it because it was bad. I told you to watch it because it's all searing your brain.
Yeah.
The Two Jakes though isn't so bad. It's good. It's not even that. It's just okay. It's just very
like fuck. I've wasted 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
It's not like The Godfather Part 3,
uh-huh.
where that one's still pretty good. It's just the first two are so much far better. And above better that it makes it look shitty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over in Godfather 3 how they were okay with cousins romantically involved.
Were they first cousins? What was
that? Yeah. Like, it was like, oh, well, he's such a nice boy. And I'm like, is any, like, no one in this house is like, I don't know, maybe not have a kid that has a foot coming out of the head.
Right. We don't want the branches on this family tree to cross. Yeah.
It's a straight line.
Okay.
All right.
Well, anything else?
No.
That's all I got. Oh, real quick.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they're coming out with a, let me read this here real quick. Remake of Brokeback Mountain.
They're remaking it?
Mm-hmm.
With who?
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they are. With Margot Robbie and Emma Watson.
You shut your mouth. No,
so
they're
I will
not.
Be there front and center.
They are not.
They are not.
I think I saw that meme a month ago.
That might be it. But I saw it and I got my hopes up, Jay.
Oh, I bet they
I don't have a lot to live for, okay, guy? Don't take it away from me.
Yeah, I think that if you did that, the gay community would have, there'd be an uproar.
It'd be the highest grossing movie of all time.
It would
finally
be.
Hollywood got it right.
And that's how you take it back.
That's how you get high grossing female lead movies.
That's
there you
right.
Go.
That's right. Oh my God! Remake Brokeback. That's what we're gonna get to. We're making everything else. Might as well remake searing dramas, you know, that win multiple Oscars. Let's just remake it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crash.
Yeah.
Remake Crash.
Oh God, that was a movie I did not like. I didn't like that.
Everyone doesn't like. I actually don't mind it.
I feel like it was a movie that when it came out, it was like all the buzz and
yeah.
But like, I don't know. I was never into it.
I think it was mainly because. Like, I mean, it was very sappy as far as, like, the race shit. But
for sure.
The, like, all different stories, like, all the characters eventually intertwining and everything. I think that was the first time a lot of American audience saw that kind of storytelling.
Yeah, and that was a good aspect of the film, but the
And the everyone's sap. Like, oh, it's five different stories. They all kind of combine into one. I was like, haven't you seen Love Actually? Or, like... any other movies that have been doing that for decades?
Right.
Like,
I don't know, Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Gutierrez. Yeah. An oldie but a goodie. One of my faves.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, join us next time.
Yeah.
As we talk about our first.
Miniseries. Yeah.
So.
Never seen it.
Not a limited series. Now there's limited series. There's limited series all over the place.
Yeah.
This is back in
that's
a time.
Not what this is.
This is back when they had miniseries, and
so there's no difference, right?
There is no.
Is it the number of episodes? Because this only has three, right?
No, this has four.
Okay,
so
four.
Lonesome Dove, came out in 89, starring Robert Duvall and.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Jesus. Tommy Lee Jones. I was going to say Robert Lee Jones. I was like, that's not a fucking person. Tommy Lee Jones. But four part. It is found on Peacock and
Tubi.
So if you guys don't have it, then go ahead and watch it ahead of time. But yeah, we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
It's a Western epic. We can say we're talking about it in preparation for Horizon. Which is coming out sometime soon.
It is in June.
And
looking forward to that. It's gonna be good.
I am recommending this watch as it's one of my favorite Westerns.
Okay.
Cool.
Never seen it.
Me neither. Looking forward to it though.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, is it up there with Tombstone and Unforgiven and
Yeah. I mean it's not it's don't expect like Tombstone or Unforgiven. I mean, or even like
open range. I mean, it's just, it's based on a book, a Pulitzer Prize winning book. But it's a, give a quick rundown. It's about these two guys, and they decide to take a herd of cattle and drive them north.
Okay.
To get out of Texas. All right. Pretty much. Just to,
so it's like 1883, but with two people instead of a horde of immigrants.
You get a couple Irish people in there.
All right.
But
by that, I mean just the stories about the travel across the open range. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
It's about the journey.
About the journey.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people in this one before they were huge.
Okay. But. Cool. Is Jeff Daniels in it?
No.
Why do I think that he's always in all these like Western?
No. See,
miniseries from like the early 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But this spawned other miniseries based on the other Lonesome Dove books. With like Carl Urban and Steve Zahn are in one called Comanche Moon, along with Val Kilmer. That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
There's Walking Dead with David Arquette, and he played a villain in, I want to say, Jordan somebody and Dexter one season. But yeah, there's other books that they made many series out of. But it's pretty good. It's and it was made for TV, network television, so it's not going to be
crazy violent or it's good.
Cool. Yeah.
Gettysburg. So. That's what I was thinking of.
Ah, yeah.
That's what Jeff Daniels is in.
So
we'll do that next. Gettysburg.
Perfect.
this will just turn into the dad podcast.
an easy 5-hour watch.
So
Gettysburg.
Yeah. That'll be next time. Till next time, Coop.
Till next time, Matt.
Till next time, Jay.
Till next time, Matt.
Till next time, Coop.
Till next time, Jay.